Meet the People of MCB with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley, and it's so good to be back with you to bring you another great edition of Meet the People of MCB.
And today's guest is a relatively new member of MCB, and looking forward to hear more about Miss Kim Reese, the peanut butter cup lady, right?
That's right.
Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great.
Great. And you're a member of the St. Charles County Council of the Blind. And tell us a little bit about your vision loss. I know that's quite a traumatic time for you. But start us from the beginning of that.
Okay. When I was seven, I ended up with Stevens-Johnson syndrome, and I was in the hospital for a long while. They didn't know if I would survive or not. So I only remember bits and pieces about that. And then I lost my vision in my left eye when I was 12. And then I had countless cornea transplants in my left eye, which all of them failed. And so I only had my right eye, the vision. And then that started to go down probably, after high school, around high school. Because I was at a Catholic high school. And when my vision started to go bad, I switched over to public so I could have some help. And they got me like an Apollo machine to enlarge my book, the prints and all that. Mm-hmm. And then I had my first cornea transplant in my right eye, and that lasted for years. And then I had a few more, which lasted. And then in 2014, things just kept going wrong. And pretty much from 2014 that fall till 2017 that fall, that year, and I ended up losing my vision completely in my right eye. Hmm. And I guess it was 2016 is when I met Denny, and I joined St. Charles County Council. Hmm. And Denny was here teaching me on the computer, and he asked me if I wanted to go to a meeting. And I kind of thought to myself, not really my thing. So I was like, I'm not that type of person. And then I thought, well, I don't know. What do I have to lose? I guess I'll go. So I ended up going, and I liked everyone and enjoyed it. And so I guess it was my thing.
Good. Well, let me ask you, Kim, let's back up just a little bit. At age seven, when you begin to lose your sight, did you attend a school for the blind, or did you continue to go to public school?
I continued to go to, I was in a private school then.
Okay. And what was the reaction of your family, you know, regarding your vision loss?
They treated me the same as always. there was no change. I played sports, not very well, but, you know, I did. Years later, my mom had a friend whose son had vision issues, and she wouldn't let him play sports. And mom says to me, I guess I'm a bad parent. I let you. I was like, no. I think it was great that I got to experience everything the same as every other kid.
Yeah, I think that's things that a lot of parents do that have a visually impaired child. They're just overprotective of them, which is more harmful to the child than letting them do like your parents did. Just, you know, treat you just like a regular sighted person, you know. So
Yeah,
I think there was too many of us for me to have been, you know, there were six of us. They couldn't just single me out. You know?
Yeah. Talking about your family, Kim, why don't you share with us a little bit more about your family?
My parents, they're still around and doing great. And I have, there's six of us, so two brothers and three sisters. I did have my oldest sister passed away in 2006 from colon cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And but all of us are really close. They all live here in St. Louis area. So my sisters are like my best friends. And, you know, I got a lot of nieces and nephews. And it's always a nice, fun gathering when we all get together.
Yeah.
Your husband's name is Bob, and how long have you been married?
30 years.
30 years. And he is he's retired?
Yeah, he's a retired air traffic controller.
All right. He worked at
I'm
sorry?
He worked at Lambert.
At Lambert. Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's the one that guided all the planes in and make sure they most of the time have a safe landing, right? So.
Yeah. He enjoyed his career.
Yeah. And
he really liked working planes.
Now, going back to being a member of MCB, you have served on what committees have you served on? Legislative, right?
I'm the legislation rep.
Uh-huh.
And I'm currently the president of St. Charles County Council.
Okay. And I know you love doing the legislative stuff, right?
Yeah, I do like my politics.
Yeah, we won't get into some of that right now. But,
I'm kind of outspoken a little bit on, you know, sometimes. So
yeah,
good fit.
We need people like that, though, to be outspoken. You know, and that, well, they say the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and you gotta speak up for what you believe in, you really do. So, and so you did join. It's been 6 years already. Almost 6 years. Goodness sakes.
Yeah.
What'd you say? 2014.
2016.
2016. 2014
okay.
Is when I started to lose my.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. Now, you also have an extended family, some cats, I think, fur babies, you call them?
Oh, yeah. I got four of them, and everyone likes to say I'm the crazy cat lady, but it's really my husband. He brought home three out of the four cats. two of them actually brought home when he was hunting. He found them in the duck boat. And there was a mom, cat, and four kittens, and he brought them all home. And we found homes for two kittens, but we kept the mom and the other two kittens.
Wow. So. And then you have a Maine Coon cat, right?
Yeah,
those are beautiful cats.
She's huge, like... If she stands on her hind legs and puts her paws on my island, she can see over it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, she's a big girl. And Bob walks her on a leash. She's like a dog.
Really? Wow. Chip?
Yeah. Also, Kim, I wanted to ask you, did you, after you graduated high school, did you go on to college, or can you share with us a little bit about your work history? Did you go to work anywhere, and share with us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I went to community college for a while, Merrimack. I also worked right out of high school at a convent. I did like nurse's aide work. I was more of a, not so much doing nurse's aide work as just sitting and socializing with the elderly nuns. And that I did for a long time until I got married. And then I didn't work for a couple of years. And then I went to work at a nursing home. Started off as a nurse's aide, and then I ended up in the purchasing department, and I worked there for the nursing home for 17 years until I lost my vision in 2014. Okay. And that was a really good job. Everyone there, it was like family. Everyone was working together, and the nurses and aides and office people. I really enjoyed that job.
What is one most difficult thing you have found since you've lost your vision to, that you find personally hard to do?
Finding your way around a public bathroom.
I think a lot of the ladies will agree with you on that, and most of the guys. Now, I tell you, my guide dog has been super about the bathroom. He's the first one, but he'll take me in, take me right up to where I need to be, and he is so good about that. That's just incredible to me that he does it that well. But is there anything else that you find difficult to do now?
I would say sometimes socializing at a big event. You know, you can't really just say, "Oh, there's so and so," and walk over and start talking to them. You know,
right.
And then sometimes people, of course, everyone knows, will walk away and you start talking and they're not there. My family gatherings, it's not a big issue. I know my way around their houses, you know, so I can make my way around just fine. I would say it's more at a public place, like get together at a bar or something with a group of people and people are wandering around.
What kind of what kind of technology do you use?
My phone. My best friend.
You have an iPhone?
Yeah, I have an iPhone 13, and I use it pretty much for everything.
Do you?
I'd be lost without it. I do use the laptop now and then for emails and things like that, but I'm not really that efficient on a computer. And even before, I could do my stuff I knew the programs that I did at work, and I could play around on the computer, but I was really never like awesome at it to begin with.
Chip?
Yeah, Kim, let me ask you, now that you've been a member of MCB for 6 years, what is it about MCB that you really find fun and enjoyable? I know that you've gone to summer camp and maybe done some other activities, gone to convention and different things. So what is it about MCB that you really personally enjoy?
I enjoy all the people and meeting new ones. I feel that our affiliate, we have really great people and some good friendships there. And at convention, you get to meet new people and interact with people maybe you haven't seen since summer camp and stuff. And I just love MCB. They are helpful with information. You know, things I would have never known. So I would say it's a good resource.
Well, I think our affiliate, Kim, even through the pandemic during the COVID time, that we still tried to meet together, not in person, but we had social time over the phone. We had our meetings over the phone, but then late fall, I guess, we started meeting again in person and having our social time together in person. And that's we've got a good affiliate as far as, doing things together. And I'm looking forward to getting back to doing some of these things, Kim.
Yes.
You know, with our affiliate, and we've got some things coming up in April, and it's just You know, you came in at a time that we were really doing a lot of things, and it kind of dropped off, and now we're going to get back in. So as president of our affiliate, what kind of plans do you have for us? You have anything in mind?
Catch you off guard here. Yeah, I really enjoy, working with everyone in our affiliate, and it's a group effort. Like, we have some fundraising that a couple of our members are working on, and I enjoy helping to work with that, and hopefully we can make some of these fundraisers happen, for our affiliates, so we don't have our funds dwindling. And I also just enjoy getting together and socializing and getting to know everyone. And that's, like Denny, like you said, it's been difficult the past couple of years. We've done the social conference calls. But we have one particular member that's always ready to get together. And she just enjoys it. So hopefully we can in April. We have our affiliate dinner usually in April. So we're going to try to get that together and see who would be comfortable getting together.
The installation dinner?
Good weather is coming up. So we could always just get together at a park too.
Right. Yeah. Chip, did you have anything else?
Yeah, sure. Kim, when I first met you several years ago, and one of the things that I always appreciated about you, you was always such an enjoyable person to be around, because you like to laugh a lot. And so I really, really appreciate that. You were sitting across the table from me. I don't remember what restaurant we were at, but you were across the table from me, and I just listened to you laugh. And so I just thought, well, yeah, that's really nice, to hear people laugh. So just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate that. But let me ask you, because I told you before we actually started the recording, I did want to ask you my infamous or famous question. What is it about Kim Reese that really nobody knows about that you would not mind sharing with our listeners, that maybe just those in your immediate family know about you? It could be anything that you'd like to share.
Okay. Well, couple of things kind of on the same line. I was at a party years ago, and I did have my vision in my right eye. I mean, it wasn't great, but I did have some. And this guy had a red convertible Corvette, and of course he was drinking. But anyway, I told him I wanted to drive his Corvette, and he said, okay, and he handed me the keys. And my friend Kathy and I, we went and jumped in his car, and we took off around the block, and Bob's like, don't you scratch his car.
Well, you had to be pretty brave to do that.
You did have some vision, all right?
Yeah, I did then.
That's good.
The other thing was we would always go to Party Cove. We had a boat. The Ozarks, and I really wasn't much of a drinker, but everyone else was, so I was the designated driver, and I would be the one driving the boat out of Party Cove, and they would just tell me right, left, straighten it out.
Oh, wow.
And then when we would be passing water patrol, I'd wave at them, and smile, and hey, don't pull us over.
Well, that's something that I know you like doing, Kim. You and Bob, you go on a lot of camping trips, right?
Oh, yeah. I really enjoy going camping and going with friends and family. And I've been going camping since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back then was in a tent.
Yeah. You go three or four times a year, I think, don't you, to different lakes and different things. So, good.
We mostly go to Palm de Terre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kim, are you and Bob much of a sports fan, like a Cardinals fan or other sports?
No, I mean, I cheer the Cardinals on, but I wouldn't say, I want them to win, but I would not really want to watch a ball game.
Yeah.
Well, unless we are in the unless we're invited to one of the boxes and I go to parties and to socialize.
Yeah, Bob is more of an outdoorsman, right? He's a hunter, and I don't guess he really goes fishing much, but I know he's a big outdoors person.
Yeah, he did deer hunting and duck hunting, and he went on an elk hunting trip. We have an elk, and that's a funny story. So when he got his elk head back, and he wanted it, first in the bedroom, I said no. And then he wanted upstairs, and I told him to put it downstairs. And anyway, he ended up putting it over the staircase that goes downstairs. Mm. And I was like, I don't think I like it there. And he's like, it will be fine. I'm like, it was so huge. I'm like, people are going to walk by and like pet it. And I'm like, the cats are going to jump on it. And he's like, oh, it'll be fine. And I bet it was up 30 minutes. And one of our cats jumped on top of the head and down it went.
Oh, no.
And I screamed, my cat. And he screamed, my elk.
Oh, Lord.
and it put holes all the way down our basement.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Going down. But I got my way. It's in the basement.
Now, Bob is also a big, he's a pool shark, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's his life. He loves shooting pool. We went to Vegas in October for him to shoot pool.
Yeah, tournament there.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. No sleep because they played pool till 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like being at a pro pool tournament when Bob was playing, like everyone was gathered around and I don't know. It was just exciting because it was such a close game, and he was playing someone that was a better rank than he. But he was winning for a while, and then you know tables turned, and then that other guy ended up winning.
Yeah.
Does he have his own pool table at home?
Oh yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's downstairs almost every night practicing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sitting right below the elk head.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, he got his man cave, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Kim, anything you want to add to what we've already talked about? Anything else you'd like to share?
We used to go to New Orleans to Mardi Gras every year. We did it with my parents and sometimes my brothers or sisters would go and friends, and we would have a great time every year at Mardi Gras. And I always enjoyed traveling and going and doing things like that. I don't like just like some people would take a vacation and stay at home from their work. I'm like, what are you doing that for? So we always went places. My dad always took us places. You know, like when we were kids, we went out west for a month just traveling and, you know, doing different things. So I guess I got that from my parents wanting to travel and get away.
Yeah. Well, is there anything you want to, that you can share with people out there that may be just losing their sight, that they're going through this difficult time? Any words of encouragement for them that you have?
I just think getting together with other people, you know, visually impaired people, it helps see what other people could do. Because, like, for example, I kind of quit cooking and cleaning my house, and we had someone, and then I met Denny and everyone in the group, and they're, like, still cooking and doing their own stuff, and I thought, well, why can't I? And, you know, why did I quit doing it? And so now that was a stupid move. I got rid of the person who cleaned my house and I clean it. And anyway, I do some cooking, had a few mishaps, you know, burning myself. But other than that, I think it was an inspiration to meet other people and see what they're able to do. And then it makes you realize, well, you can do it too.
That's one good thing about the summer camp, people getting together, they're other visually impaired, and they, they do encourage each other and they motivate each other. So it's a good time there. So
yeah.
Chip, any final question? Any word?
No, again, though, Kim, it's just really been a real delight to have you on today, interviewing you. And it's something that Denny and I have been wanting to do for a while now. And so we're just very pleased that you were able to do this interview with us today. And we're just really appreciative of that. And so just wanted to thank you for that.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, we appreciate your time today, Kim. Really do. So good luck with taking care of business at SCCCB, St. Charles County Council of the Blind. Appreciate that. And folks, thank you for listening today. If you have somebody that you would like for Chip and I to interview, be sure and give us a call. My number is 636-428-1500, and Chip's number is
417-540-9703.
And we'll see you the next time. Keep listening. You might even hear yourself on here. God bless y'all, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.